بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله أحمده شكرا لأنعامه واستعينه على وظائف حقوقه وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله دعا إلى طاعته وقاهر أعضاءه اجتهادا عن دينه لا يثنيه عن ذلك اجتماع على تكذيبه والتماس لإطفاء نوره أما بعد فإن الله سبحانه وتعالى خلق الخلق حين خلقهم غنيا عن طاعتهم آمنا من معصيتهم لأنه لا تضره معصية من عصى ولا تنفعه طاعة من عطى فقسم بينهم معايشهم وبضعهم من الدنيا مباضعهم فالمتقون فيها هم أهل الفضائل منطقهم الصواب وملبسهم الاقتصاد ومشيهم التواضع The discussion about the Sermon 182, which is called Sermon of Pious Men, or is the sermon which Imam Ali alayhi salam describing this khutbah, pious men. Who can be pious and who is muttaqi? The first character that Imam mentioned said, وَمَنْتِقُهُمُ الصَّبَابِ. We explained about sabab and mantiq. And it is very important to know how we can get this character. How can we qualify ourselves to be pious and control our tongue in a way that we don't commit sin? Very difficult to control your tongue, and very difficult to say sawab. That your speech be to the point. May somebody control his hand, his eyes, his legs, and keeping them away from crimes, but the scholar says it is very difficult to control your tongue. And maybe most problems comes to you from your tongue. Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha, Sermon 175, also referred to this fact and say, oh, believer, you should keep and control your tongue. Tongue is turbulent and rebellious against his owner. It may easily kill one. A person may doesn't control his tongue and easily be killed because of his tongue. Imam alayhi salam says one cannot be really a pious man except he control his tongue. And there are, of course, a lot of advantages for the speech and statement for talking. But a lot of disadvantages and a lot of sins and crimes which could be committed through speaking, through speech. One of them is backbiting. Maybe all or most religion accept that backbiting is illegal and it is unlawful. In Islam, backbiting considered as a big sin, and a lot of traditions and as well as verses advise us to refrain and to keep ourselves away from backbiting. Jurisprudence and fuqaha scholars have different discussions about backbiting to know backbiting and to understand it. We should first of all define it and see what is the point of view of verses and traditions about backbiting and how is backbiting in the Holy Quran. Then we can refer to some of its rules. What is backbiting? Backbiting is to speak ill of a believer behind his back. When somebody is not present, he's absent. He's not here to defend himself. In his absence, you trying to defame him. You trying to speak ill of him, to say bad things about him, including about his matters, about his morality, appearance, or personality. In short, we can say there are some conditions for backbiting. You know, wrong suspicions, wrong accusation, and also cursing somebody. These sometimes are not known and mixed with backbiting. These conditions we should know about backbiting. First of all, it should discover or to show some shortcoming of somebody. First of all, the backbiter or the person who is backbiting somebody tries to show, to discourse some shortcomings, mistakes of a believer. Maybe somebody telling other one bad words, using bad words about. He changed his name. He tell him with some bad words. That cannot be considered as backbiting. He's present here in his front. Or people understand that this one, for example, he changed his name or used the name of some animals to some for somebody. Ma'adallah, he called him dog or something like this. This cannot be backbiting. You cannot call it backbiting. Even if he's not present here, because it doesn't discover or doesn't show any shortcoming of that people, that person. Or even sometime in the back of somebody, when he's not present, may you humiliate him. But this is not backbiting, because you are not going to show any, to express any shortcoming of him to anybody. Of course, it doesn't mean humiliating is not sin, is not a crime. Saying bad words to people is not crime. No, there are also big crimes. There are big sin. But we are trying to define backbiting, to say what is backbiting. All of them are big. All of them are big crimes. All of them are condemned in Islam. But when we want to say what is backbiting, according to fuqaha scholars, Islamic scholars, according to Islamic rule, what can be called backbiting? We say, first of all, it should bring a secret of a person to the public. Something which is not known for people, to show it to people, to tell of something is not public, it is not famous, people don't know about it. For example, if two people saw a person committing a special crime, committing something wrong, then in absence of that person, these two are talking about the same crime, not on other things. It is not good, but it is not backbiting. We want to define, to say what is backbiting. Second, it should be right, should be true. The statement, the speech that you use against others, you say, for example, that person has done so and so. He is jealous. The man is jealous. Sometimes it is right, true, and sometimes it is lie. When you speaking of somebody ill, you accuse him of something in his absence. He's not here. But you are lying. That's lie. It's in Islam called ittiham, tuhma, accusation, wrong accusation. And even with worth sin, it is worth sin, it is worse than backbiting, but it is not backbiting. The punishment of this is more severe than backbiting. But it is not that backbiting. Tuhme. So the second, this is that people sometimes are confused when you speaking about, when he is speaking about somebody talking wrong and ill of somebody. Oh, that person is so and so. What are you doing? What are you saying? It is a big crime. It is a it is backbiting. Say, no, it is not backbiting. I am telling the truth. Huh? Yes, you are telling the truth. But it is right. You don't lie. What is backbiting? If you lie, it is not backbiting. It is accusation. Wrong accusation. The other condition of backbiting is a person is speaking ill of somebody or speaking about shortcoming and mistakes or wrong characters of him to defame him. His aim is to humiliate, to harm his reputation in the public. But if somebody, for example, is speaking about some hidden character of a person to the doctor, but he's not going to humiliate, he doesn't want to defame him, he doesn't want to speak ill of him, just he want to say, oh doctor, oh Alim, or scholar, see, this one has got these problems. To solve the problem, he does these wrong things. Of course, the person is not pleased of these things. He doesn't enjoy to speaking ill about him, speak about his shortcoming and problems. But the intention is not what? Humiliating. He's not going to harm his reputation in public. The second, and in addition, if somebody is speaking about good characters of somebody in his absence, say this gentleman, for example, praying at the middle of night. He is very pious, very strict in Islam, and it's very brave. But the person doesn't like it. He doesn't like to speak about his worshipping, about his good character. He doesn't want to show these things. You know, this man recites every night 5 juz of the Holy Quran. This man helping poor people. He doesn't want to be famous of these things. But is it backbiting? No, maybe it is haram when he doesn't agree, he doesn't want, it bothers him. really bother the person to speak about his good characters. But it cannot be called backbiting, because we said backbiting to speak ill of somebody. It is not speaking ill of somebody. You are speaking good of him. The other one, the other condition, the backbited person should be known. If a person is speaking about, in general, people are like this and like this, they are not good, they are committing crime, all of them are evil, and so on. Sometimes it is not good, but it is not backbiting, because the audience, the person who listened, the listener, cannot know him. He doesn't know who are you talking about. A person, I was passing the road, a person was stealing. He stole this and that. He was committing so and so. Who was he? The listener doesn't know. This is not backbiting. Sometimes it is expressing evils in the society, spreading evils in the society. To spread evil in the public is not good. It is a sin, a big sin. And even if somebody speaks about his sins, he has committed, for example, a sin, but he comes to people and speak about his crimes, about his sin, wrong actions. I have done so and so when I went to that country. I saw so, and this is not backbiting, but it is spreading evils in the society, in public, and it is a sin. So the backbited person should be known. The other one, the backbited should be your brother in faith and Islam. And the last one, he should not be famous of crimes, a person who is known of his crime. He doesn't care that what people think of him. Even he in public commits sin. Everybody knows him, that he is a wrongdoer. Know him as a criminal. When you speak about him, you speak ill of him, it is not backbiting. So these conditions should be there, that backbiting happen. But you know, it is very big crime. Sometimes we think that, for example, murder is a big, big crime. Of course it is a big crime to murder people, to kill people. But you know that, or for example, adultery, everybody knows that it's very big sin. But in traditions consider backbiting worse than that, worse than adultery, because with backbiting you kill a person. How? Sometimes a person, for example, shoot to somebody and kill him physically. But sometime with his backbiting bring a situation that the person cannot continue his ordinary life. He cannot come to the public freely. His personality is killed. Sometimes killing the personality is worse than killing the person. The person is alive, but his personality is dead. Many big, big people, alims or scholars, their personality were assassinated, were killed. Then they cannot come and help people, cannot to the public. This is why the Holy Quran says, "Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu ishtanibu kathiran min adh-dhann inna ba'dha adh-dhanni ithm wa la tajassasu wa la yaghtab ba'dhukum ba'dha ayuhibbu ahadukum an ya'kula lahma akhihi mayta fakarihtumu wattaqu Allah inna Allaha tawwabur rahim." Says, "Oh believer, you should shun much suspicion, for some suspicion is a crime, and spy, and don't spy, neither backbites one another. Would one of you love to eat the flesh of his dead brother?" Why called dead brother? You see, first of all, a dead person. Why dead brother? It means that you killing him and eating his flesh. How? Killing him because you killing his personality. And personality sometimes is more important for him than his own body, his person. First of all, you kill his personality, and then you eating his flesh. Because why? Because you want to humiliate him. You want to harm him to benefit yourself. You want to show that you are good. Sometimes it's like this. You see, that person, everybody respect him, huh? That respected person, you see what he has done. You don't know. Now leave him. He's not a good person. He has done so and so and so. You want to say, "I am a good person." You want to show yourself. You want to get personality from his flesh. Killing his personality to what? To show your personality, to bring the reputation for yourself. It means that you have killed somebody and eat his flesh. أَيُّهِبُّ أَحَدُكُمْ أَنْ يَأْكُلَ لَهْمَ أَخِي. Would one of you love to eat the flesh of his dead brothers? It is like this. If you think really, it is like this. To kill somebody and eat his flesh. And he's dead because he cannot defend himself. He's not here. But the important point is that, like this, don't think killing a person to shoot at him. No. To stab him with a knife. It is not the only way of killing of somebody. You see in the world, in societies, sometimes people prefer to kill the personality of their enemies, not to kill their persons. Huh? Because it is much effective. And of course, if he kill his person, maybe somebody comes and ask for revenge, but for killing their personality is not like this. Really more effective. فَكَرِهْتُمُوا وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. So fear Allah. Don't commit backbiting. Don't eat the flesh of dead bodies, your dead brothers. And also, the Holy Quran says, وَيْلٌ لِكُلِّ هُمَزَةٍ لُمَزَّةٍ الَّذِي جَمَعَ مَالَهُ وَعَدَّدَهُ يَحْسَبُ أَنَّ مَالَهُ أَخْلَدَهُ. Says, woe unto every slandering traitor who hath gathered wealth. Woe unto every slanderer and backbiter. He backbite. Woe on him. It is a big sin in the Holy Quran, and there are also a lot of hadiths and traditions about backbiting. Just I refer to one or two, and we have to explain more, but we don't have in this session time. We should find another time to touch more about it. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked, what is backbiting? He said, do you know what is backbiting? It is to mention things that your brother dislikes. To mention things that are really found in the personality of your brother is backbiting. And in a hadith, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, he who publicized an ill matter is regarded as him who originated it. When you are speaking of ill of somebody, speaking about other sins, at that time, it is like that you are committing the sin yourself. And whoever disregards a faithful believer for a matter will not die before that every matter sticks to him. If you humiliate somebody, if you come with, accuse somebody with wrongdoing in the public, then Allah, when you show you want to express and bring others ill in public, then Allah will bring your shortcoming in the public. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, if a person backbites believers, Allah will dismiss him from his custody, and deliver him to the shaitans. And see, shaitan also reject him. And even Imam says, shaitan also, the Satan also reject him. You know why? What kind of enjoyment is in backbiting? What kind of benefit, profit is in backbiting? What you get from it? You earn anything? Any money? Except that you defame a person, a believer. You kill his personality. Nothing. Do not backbite, and also Imam alayhi salam says, do not backbite others so that other will not backbite you. Do not dig a hole for making your brother fall in it, lest you yourself may fall in it. When you dig the hole before others fall in, you yourself will fall. As you condemn others, others will surely condemn you. When you are speaking of others, they also will come and speak ill of you. May Allah Jalla Jalaluhu help us to keep ourselves away from this big crime and sins. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala Muhammad wa ajal.